Last month, Kotlik school teacher Emily Poole started a GoFundMe campaign when three of her students qualified for the statewide UPIC Spelling Bee in Anchorage.
We weren't expecting to do as well as we did, but this is important to them.
Poole has been teaching 7th and 8th grade in Kotlik for the past 15 years, and this was the first time she'd entered her class in the Spelling Bee.
I didn't really give my students a choice about whether to participate or not. I just made it part of our curriculum and said, we're going to do this. And then next year, it'll be more of an extracurricular thing that is more open.
Poole found out about the program last year from the Spelling Bee's founder and organizer, Frida Dan. A few emails later, she had material she needed to show her class how to spell UPIC words. That, a UPIC language and culture class, and regular practice sessions was all it took.
This is part of their culture, and we've talked a lot in my class about how language is culture, and valuing your language, understanding your language, and having that attachment to the thought process that goes with a language and how that keeps the culture alive. And so it's really important to them, and I think they really connected with it.
Spelling Bee organizer Frida Dan is impressed by the students in Kotlik.
This year it's really incredible to have Emily come in her first year with such strong spellers also. It's amazing that she's been able to cover so many things in such a short time.
Lucy Prince is one of Poole's students competing at the statewide Spelling Bee. Since the school's district finals, Prince has been practicing at home about 20 minutes a day with her parents.
Look over the UPIC words and tell me the word and I'll spell it.
One of the words she's been practicing is dog.
Dog-y-mukta.
Getting students qualified for the statewide UPIC Spelling Bee was just the first challenge for Kotlik. The cost of flying to Anchorage and hotels went beyond what students could raise locally. But crowdsourcing not only worked, but provided a bit more than the $4,000 they thought they needed. They now have a bit of a cushion.
Just on the GoFundMe, we have almost the entire cost covered. And the kids have raised over $1,000 now through their fundraising efforts at school selling ice cream. We sponsored an open gym and a couple other activities.
That's Emily Poole. With the little extra cash, students already have plans to do a little splurging between practice for the Spelling Bee.
Oh, during our free time, we're planning to go swimming and go to the movies and go eat out at a restaurant.
The statewide UPIC Spelling Bee takes place Saturday at the Alaska Native Medical Center in Anchorage. For KYUK, I'm Christine Trudeau.